The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Performance-enhancing drugs change the way we think about sports. Why the United States will never beat PEDs in professional sports. Drugs like HGH, testosterone, and other androgens have had an incredible impact upon professional sports. Although it may be honorable to fight the good fight in regard to keeping performance-enhancing drugs out of sports, we may be better off just giving up on this insurmountable task. Performance-enhancing drug use at all-time high. Performance-enhancing drugs are becoming so ubiquitous in some sports, it seems futile to attempt to stem the use of these drugs. In addition to this, many drugs like human growth hormone or IGF-1 injections are completely undetectable if athletes have even the slightest modicum of sense. In the sense of this utter futility, why not just give in and let athletes do whatever they feel that they need to do to be the best? In sports like track and cycling, the use of HGH and other drugs is so endemic that there's likely no hope of ever completely getting them out of the sport. PED abusers are incredibly difficult to detect. Although this is highly controversial, there is no reason to get upset about the decline in the purity of modern athletics. Instead, we should reconsider what we value within the athletic field. There's absolutely no way to catch all athletes that choose to abuse performance enhancers. The science of physiological enhancement is growing too fast, and those that choose to evade the rules will always remain miles ahead of those attempting to enforce the rules. It's just the nature of the cat-and-mouse game being played. Stricter rules may be dangerous for players. The more rules that get created prohibiting players from attempting methods of performance enhancement that are relatively safe and well understood and researched, the more likely that athletes will attempt to turn to other forms of physical enhancement that might not be so safe. The evolution of performance enhancement is a literal arms race, which is both utterly futile to combat and may actually do more harm than good in the long run. Government regulation has done nothing to stem steroid use. Government intervention in athletics has not stemmed the tide of performance-enhancing drug use, and may have actually expanded the use of these drugs by inadvertently advertising for free, and also driving the sale of these drugs underground. Driving these drugs underground not only makes it more difficult to monitor and study the use of these drugs, but they also put athletes at greater risk, because the drugs they seek are no longer guaranteed safe and effective in the same way. The further underground that performance-enhancing drug trade is driven, the more likely that unscrupulous individuals can take advantage of these athletes that are simply trying to keep up with other competitors that have easier and more trusted access to such underground methods of acquiring these drugs. Another reason that performance-enhancing drug use will never be eradicated is because almost every player's agreement requires players to be given advance notice prior to all drug testing. This gives players more than enough time to clear their systems and pass a drug test. Steroid use progressively becoming less controversial. It has been over a decade since Marion Jones had her gold medal stripped after the Sydney Olympics. It has been 25 years since Ben Johnson had his medal stripped after the 1988 Seoul Olympics. It has been over a decade since Mark McGwire quit baseball amid concerns regarding suspicion of PED use. Every time someone gets caught cheating in this way, the impact is less and less severe. Look at the recent deal with Lance Armstrong. Even though the punishment within the sport was severe, he had all of his Tour de France titles stripped, and he lost the majority of his endorsements, the reaction among the public has been incredibly tepid. Pretty much everyone already knew that he was utilizing these drugs for his performance. In addition to this, they understood that almost all others at his level had at least dabbled in these drugs. Although there will always be some people who feel betrayed, the vast majority of common people looked at the Lance Armstrong case and shrugged their shoulders. Steroids saved baseball. Although in the early 2000s, people across America were incensed by the use of HGH and other performance-enhancing drugs by professional baseball players, the vast majority of players implicated in this era of scandal have moved on relatively unscathed. Mark McGwire, for example, still has a career in the Major League Baseball, in spite of his use of PEDs, and is currently on the staff of the Los Angeles Dodgers, acting as their batting coach. Although so many were so upset at the time of the baseball PED scandal, one thing has become exceedingly clear in the years that have passed. The steroid era of baseball played an instrumental role in restoring the sport to national prominence after the MLB strikes of the mid-90s. Steroids and performance-enhancing drugs are the primary reason that baseball became popular again. Without steroids, baseball might be in a similar boat as the NHL, floundering for national prominence outside of a few specific markets. Human growth hormone injections versus releasers. In addition to HGH itself, compounds known as human growth hormone releasers are beginning to be experimented with greater frequency. HGH releasers are amino acid molecules that have been shown to have the capacity to increase human growth hormone production. These HGH releasers are very difficult to detect, but they also may be associated with increased risk of side effects. This is because growth hormone releasers have mutually the ability to increase internal HGH secretion while also having secondary effects throughout the body. These HGH releasers are not regulated as strictly as HGH, and although they may actually prevent a higher risk than growth hormone itself, they can be used with significantly less risk than human growth hormone. Drug testing dilutes the athletic talent pool. Why not just let the players utilize bioidentical HGH or other performance-enhancing drugs? By allowing athletes to use these drugs as tools, we may actually be protecting the long-term health of many of these players by allowing them to utilize drugs that we have extensively vetted and researched, rather than forcing them to turn to experimental performance-enhancing drugs that potentially do more harm than good. Athletic commissioners also admit that performance-enhancing drugs may be here to stay. A representative of United States Track and Field, named Fred Fink, explains that there have been a number of situations where competitive runners would actively drop out of competitions in which it was sprung that they would be subject to drug testing. Other competitors would come up with excuses, claiming that they experience injuries which prevent them from competing, so that they could save face and credibility while also utilizing performance-enhancing drugs. Fink recognizes that it is completely impossible to uncover a call or even an appreciable amount of athletes that choose to abuse these drugs. Promote full disclosure, reward clean players. In an ideal world, perhaps we could prevent players from utilizing these performance-enhancing drugs, but let's be realistic. This new era of PED use is here to stay, and there's nothing we can likely do about it. Why not let players choose to utilize these drugs in exchange for full disclosure? Let the fans clearly see the reality of the sport. Let them choose the players they truly respect without the lingering fear that their heroes may be anything but. Changing the American stance regarding performance-enhancing drugs will also save the United States government millions upon millions of dollars while also freeing up valuable hours and time for our representatives to discuss more pressing and vital national concerns. If you allow these athletes to utilize performance-enhancing drugs, you also open up an incredible avenue of scientific research. By allowing researchers to study these athletes, you could truly and clearly see the effects of PED use among the most exceptionally healthy people on the planet. This data could be invaluable in expanding the body of research and discovering exactly who may benefit most from various medical treatments. It's all about honesty and accountability. Let the fans be the ones to decide. Let the athletes do what they deem necessary to be the best. By changing the way that we conceptualize performance-enhancing drugs, we can come to a greater sense of balance which both saves money and preserves the integrity of athletics, while also freeing up a large amount of money for law enforcement agencies and the federal government. Players should be the judge of their health. In the end, athletes are stewards of their own health and well-being, and they should be allowed to be responsible for such. Although many treatments like human growth hormone replacement therapy have not been verified to be safe for use among patients that don't display symptoms of HGH deficiency, professional athletes have the right to decide whether the risks are worth the rewards when they utilize performance-enhancing drugs. Also, they have access to some of the best health insurance in the world, and they are forced to keep themselves in impeccable shape. For these people, more than almost anyone else in the world, the potential benefits far exceed the cost in the majority of patients. Highlighting clean players lets us truly reward good role models. By changing the way we conduct ourselves on the athletic stage, we will actually be able to highlight those that try to do things the right way, the clean way. Even though they might not be the best in the world, and likely they often still will, we can put a spotlight on these paragons of virtue in a way that we have never been able to do before. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV. or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you.